living longer and staying healthier. It's Healthy Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. Here's your host, Dr. Mike.
Mike's live.
So did you know that there's a specific diet that can lower blood pressure by about 11 to 14 points, at least that top number? Yeah, if you've been diagnosed with high blood pressure and your doctor wrote you a prescription for any sort of drug and didn't tell you about this diet, I don't know what to say. It's very frustrating to me because here is a well-known way to eat that can manage blood pressure. It's called the DASH diet. It stands for the Dietary Approach to Stopping Hypertension. And I would like to revitalize this diet. It was popular in the 80s, but then when all the drugs came out, doctors stopped talking about it because it was easier, I guess, to write a prescription. So high blood pressure, we know, is that silent killer. It really is a silent epidemic, and it threatens the lives of about one out of every three American adults. And if you take blood pressure medications, they work well for some. They don't work all that great for others, and they come with a host of side effects. What I worry about is there's a lot of people taking their medications, thinking they're doing the right thing, but it doesn't really lower their blood pressure enough, and they're walking around throughout most of their day with higher than normal blood pressure when they think it's controlled. And that can be dangerous, and we know that all the consequences associated with high blood pressure. It affects everything from your brain, your heart, your nerves, your kidneys, your internal organs. And so if you think you're doing well because you're taking a pill, you may not be. So I want to do something. I want to introduce you to something that is so simple, a dietary approach that you can do with your medications and help them work better. Know that you are protected. I want to mention something before I get into what the DASH diet is, and that's a new study that came out. This was done at a Northwestern University School of Medicine. And they found that middle-aged high blood pressure, when you develop high blood pressure in the Middle Ages, 35, 55, somewhere like that, we could argue where middle age is, but that's what the study was. 35 to 55 men who developed high blood pressure in that age group had a 70% increased risk of a heart attack or stroke. Women had a 50% increased risk of heart attack or stroke. So for some reason, developing high blood pressure in that middle age group, that's not a good thing. And that's a lot of us. That's about one out of three when you look at the statistics. If you lower blood pressure, all of that risk goes away. Or I don't want to say 100%, but let me give you some percentages here. If you lower blood pressure, the risk of stroke can drop by 40%. If you lower blood pressure, your risk of heart attack can drop by about 25%. If you lower blood pressure, your risk of heart failure can drop by about 50%. And what we have found that is if you achieve a sustained drop of that top number called the systolic blood pressure of about 12 points over 10 years, you could actually prevent one death for every 11 patients. That would be about 4.5 million lives saved every 10 years. And unfortunately, the medications aren't really doing that because we don't follow doctors simply don't follow up enough when we're not keeping blood pressure diaries. So we don't really know if we're being protected properly, and that's where the DASH diet comes into play. If you were to, say, lose weight, you could then expect about a 5 to 10 drop in your blood pressure. If you were to exercise, you could expect about a 5-point drop in blood pressure. If you were to reduce simply your sodium intake, which is part of the diet, the DASH diet, you could drop your number a couple of points, reduce your alcohol consumption. You could reduce your blood pressure a couple of points. However, if you follow the entire DASH diet plan, there are several reports showing you could lower that top number, that systolic blood pressure, anywhere between 11 and 14 points, simply by eating the right foods and, of course, avoiding the wrong foods. So what is the DASH eating plan? Very simple. So let's go through this. Write this down. You could probably Google it, I'm sure. Isn't that the wonder of today's internet? It's very simple. Increase dietary potassium. And I'm going to talk about how to do that here in a moment. Increase dietary magnesium and calcium. And I'm going to show you how to do that in a moment. Increase your fiber intake. The lowest level of fiber you want to get every day is about 15 grams a day. Everybody's intake of fiber is a little different because we all respond to fiber differently. I know for me, 15 grams is really my upper limit. I just know my gastrointestinal system. But most people should be doing a little bit more than that. So I put that 15 grams in there as kind of the lowest level. But we want to increase fibers, both insoluble and soluble. We want to decrease salt intake, but it's really not so much the sodium chloride. That's what salt is. It's really the total sodium you're getting every day. You want to limit it to about 2.4 grams of sodium. And yeah, we got to watch how much alcohol we drink. Two drinks for men, one drink for women daily. So there you go. That's the DASH diet plan. More potassium, more magnesium and calcium, more fiber, less salt, less alcohol. It's simple. It's almost too good to be true. But if you follow that and you're consistent with it, based on four or five different studies, you could lower the top number, the systolic pressure, by 11 to 14 points. So let's talk about how we can do that. First of all, we have potassium. We have to get more potassium in our diet if we're going to follow the DASH diet plan. So we want about 250, you're going to get anywhere, I should say, anywhere between, say, 100 to 250 milligrams per serving out of some of these foods. So here's the foods you want to eat to reach that 250 mark. Asparagus, beets, eggplants, and raisins. Those are my favorite sources of potassium. Now, notice I didn't put bananas in there. The reason I didn't is because I'm deathly allergic to bananas. You know, it's true. I have an anaphylactic reaction to it, so it's not in my... This is my radio show, my lecture. So I'm leaving it out. But you could put bananas in there if you would. I just don't even like writing the word. I had an emergency room situation with that. So asparagus, beets, eggplant, and raisin. Great sources of potassium. Number two, magnesium. You're shooting for foods that are about 100 milligrams per serving. We're looking at halibut is a good source from that. Black beans. And, of course, a lot of seeds and nuts are loaded with magnesium as well. And then fiber, mixed whole grains, sprouted breads, legumes, seeds and nuts. Those are all great sources of fiber. You know, again, we're shooting for that lower number, about 15 grams of fiber a day. That lower number, that's what I shoot for. So you want to look at foods that are somewhere between 5 to 10 grams per serving if you're going to at least do that 15 grams a day. So there's some suggestions for potassium, magnesium, and fiber. What about calcium? We do want to increase calcium in our diets. Now I know there's some confusion about calcium. A recent study, what was it, last summer? Came out showing that women who took calcium supplements had an increased risk of heart disease. But I want you to understand that calcium has to be managed with a few other nutrients like vitamin D, vitamin K2. And the women in those studies were deficient in those other nutrients. So your body mismanages calcium. But when you look at your total calcium intake, we do shoot for about 1,500 milligrams a day for women, about 700 milligrams for men. It's a combination of diet and supplements. So you need to look at where you're at there. So about 1,500 milligrams for women, 700 for men. You know, the salt issue, the 2.4 grams of sodium, that's your upper level. It is kind of a myth. Just because you use salt doesn't mean blood pressure goes up right away. If you have healthy kidneys, your body handles that salt load. We really worry about people who already have blood pressure when it comes to salt, and we also worry about people with... So if you do have blood pressure issues, limiting it to about 2.4 grams a day will help to lower that volume of blood and lower your blood pressure altogether. So there you go. That's the DASH diet plan. It's pretty straightforward. A simple diet could lower the top number 11 to 14 points. If you have high blood pressure, check this out, add this to your regimen, and really gain the control that you need to protect everything from your heart, brain, nerves, guts. It's very important. More calcium, more magnesium, more fiber, more potassium, less sodium, less alcohol. Pretty straightforward. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.